Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, folks. We've got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to visit with Helena Moreno. She is a candidate for mayor of New Orleans, Dave Cohen and myself, and it will be the last interview of the candidates for mayor. Royce Duplessis did not respond. We reached out to him several times over a two-week period of time, and I guess he has no desire to talk to our listening audience, and that's okay. No big deal. It's his choice. If that's what he wants to do, we will just continue to go on and do what we do. We'll have the GNO Inc. Hour with Michael Heck, a lot of good news, some special guests as well. And at 10:30, we'll do the Port of New Orleans with Jean Ferrer, the Port NOLA Board Commissioner and Crescent River Port Pilot. And we'll talk about their youth outreach and maritime awareness program and some other things that are going on at the Port of New Orleans. There's a couple of things that I wanted to talk about, and I've been meaning to talk about this, but I just have really kind of got behind the eight ball is that we've had so many different topics. I want to talk about this clerk of court race as it relates to a letter that was written to Calvin Duncan, who's one of the candidates for that office, from the AG Liz Murrell. And I'm just going to go ahead and read it to you because I think it's important. And I will tell you on the front end that a lot of what comes out as it relates to members of the Innocence Project over the years, going back to when I was working as sheriff, they have a tendency, in my view and in my experience, to stretch the truth and mischaracterize outcomes that they say, and I remember we had a case vividly where they say, this was a DNA exoneration. And I remember telling everyone, that's interesting because we didn't get any DNA. So how did DNA exonerate them? There's no guarantee that you get DNA. It's no different than a fingerprint. But this thing took on a life of its own, much like this case here, quite frankly. And it's kind of troublesome. That we cannot get what is factually correct as it relates to a court action that was taken and a motion that was heard in court that I'm not even sure that it was legally appropriate. And we've gone round and round and round on this issue. I suspect that's why the Attorney General weighed in on this. And the letter reads as follows. Dear Mr. Duncan, it has come to my attention that you have made representations in campaign advertising and other public statements that you were exonerated for the crime of first-degree murder after a sequence of appeals. This is an inaccurate statement and a misrepresentation of the proceedings that occurred. Accordingly, you should immediately cease representing that you were exonerated, which is a term that applies only under circumstances where a convicted individual proves that he is actually innocent. You have not proven you were actually innocent, and the only result of the judicial proceedings was that your prior conviction was vacated. Now, the circumstances under which your conviction was vacated have caused me grave concerns about abuse and manipulation of the justice system. Your conviction had been affirmed on direct review in 1989 by the Louisiana Supreme Court. You had been denied post-conviction relief, and in 2002, you were denied federal habeas relief by the United States Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. You continued to seek post-conviction relief through repetitive petitions, as was your right through your then counsel, Jason Williams. Now, there seems to be some misunderstanding as to whether or not, and this is me talking, as to whether or not the DA, Jason Williams, actually represented him. It's what was in the record, but we're not exactly sure. Jason says he did not. It was his co-defendant that he was representing. In January 2011, after negotiations with the Orleans Parish District Attorney's Office under then-DA Leon Cannizzaro, you knowingly and intentionally were allowed to plead guilty to manslaughter and attempted armed robbery. At the time, with the assistance of then-defense counsel Emily Ma. Emily Ma, who worked with the Innocence Project and is I think, currently still maybe an employee with the District Attorney's Office. This guilty plea and sentence were not challenged for the next 10 years. However, after Jason Williams was elected district attorney and your other prior defense counsel, Emily Ma, was appointed to her position within the current Orleans DA's office, you filed, through different counsel, a new, untimely motion to vacate convictions on July 27, 2021. A mere 1 week later, this is incredible, Judge Nandy Campbell, who also had been associated with Jason Williams' law firm, previously granted this motion in the interest of justice. Wow. And purportedly due to so-called excessiveness of the sentence, despite acknowledging that there were no legal grounds existed to grant such relief. There is no question that the Orleans Parish District Attorney's Office should have been recused in this matter, and yet not one but two of your former defense attorneys purported to represent the state's interests. That failure, where both had unwaivable conflicts of interest, brought disrepute to the judicial system, was a violation of the Code of Ethics for lawyers, and a fraud on the criminal court system. Likewise, Judge Nandy Campbell's association with Jason Williams' law firm only a few years after he represented you also raises questions regarding whether she violated the Judicial Code of Ethics. At a minimum, her relationship required disclosure to someone who did not also have a conflict of interest. Judge Campbell, Jason Williams, and your then defense counsel conspired to vacate a long, final, revised sentence without any legal grounds on which to do so. Emily Ma, regarding this matter with anyone in the office, her role at the district attorney's office combined with the DA's unwaivable conflict at a minimum created an egregious appearance of impropriety. You knowingly and voluntarily pled guilty to manslaughter and attempted armed robbery, despite being in possession at the time of all of the supposed evidence and information that was included in your later claims. Your sentence was upheld multiple times by the state and federal courts, finding that the evidence against you was strong, and your later petition for wrongful compensation, now dismissed, declaring factual innocence, cut very closely to an admission of perjury in 2011 when you knowingly and voluntarily pled guilty to these crimes. It is a gross misrepresentation to the public to say that you were exonerated. In fact, the vacator of your conviction was improperly handled by the court and the district attorney and Emily Ma. I request that you cease representing to the public that you were exonerated to avoid further action from this office. Mr. Calvin Duncan is running against Darren Lombard and in this race. And, you know, it's just absolutely incredulous to me that we cannot figure out at this point in time there were a number of people that had been interviewed to include folks with law schools, this, that, and otherwise, that used very careful language as they reviewed the record here as to whether or not this was a true exoneration or not. Whenever they use the word, my appreciation is that they don't have the legal standing to support what actually went on here. And the fact of the matter is that the motion that was actually filed is suspect as well, because there was no new evidence. And it's kind of the same thing that I've seen in a number of other cases, that these organizations, whether it be the Innocence Project or others, they really stretch the truth about certain things. And they create these exotic reviews of evidence in talking about how you were able to manipulate a criminal defendant or otherwise in order to get them to admit and this and that, even while being represented by counsel at the time, and even though there's might be a ton of other evidence that points in that direction. I just thought it was important to say something here. It's one thing if you serve, you do your time, under the law, you're now eligible to run for office, and so forth. You never hear me mention that about any candidates that do it, because they're entitled to under the law. And they've done what they've done. And unless they've done something else differently or contrary to the law, I don't say anything about it, because I don't think it's fair. I mean, we decided, the legislature decided, that that's the way that they wanted this to shake out. And if they serve their time, I don't think, you know, you take everything away from that individual in perpetuity. In this particular case, what we've done is we've used an exotic scheme to make everything disappear, where he walked into court and admitted to a manslaughter and admitted to an additional charge. And all of a sudden now, because it inures to his benefit in his afterlife, in exoneration without any really new evidence. Wanted to give a shout out to the DA. On the one hand, a little bit critical of the DA's office, but on the other, you got to give credit where credit's due, right? And the authorities shutting down this French Quarter clothing store, we had similar instances in Jefferson Parish many, many years ago. And we went in and shut these folks down. I would be surprised if they didn't have counterfeit goods in this store as well. I don't know if they did and if they've gone that far, but they were able to shut down a store in the French Quarter called Culture, K-U-L-T-U-R, where they found guns, they found drugs, they found all kinds of things contrary to law. They were able to make three arrests of individuals there, and the DA continues to do some things under his new program that he's instituted, and it's been very successful so far. I think this may be the fourth or fifth location that they've been able to shut down, so congratulations to the task force there. Interesting about this, we did some similar stuff, not as broad as what they're doing here, a little different, but we utilize the sales tax office. It would be interesting to find out whether or not these individuals were shirking sales taxes. And under the sales tax law, you have a lot of authority to go and find out a lot of information, a lot of financial information. It may be worth their while to incorporate the Department of Revenue with the city of New Orleans in on their task force, and to hire an outside auditor who's contracted to the Department of Revenue and put them part as part of your task force. You will be amazed what you are going to find. I can promise you a lot of this activity would have been uncovered had they been conducting sales tax audits. It's amazing what it reveals. And the moment in time that you go into areas like the French Quarter and other areas like that, where you walk down the street and you see signs on businesses that say cash only, that's like an invitation to an audit, right? And that's where you should start first. You will recall in the not too distant past, in a location on Bourbon Street, when they ran a warrant upstairs, they found tens of thousands of U.S. dollars wrapped up in plastic in the floorboards. What do you think that's about? Those are the types of things that you find when you go in on these audits. And if you do some undercover work in advance of that and you start observing practices, business practices, transactional practices, and the like, that is what you find. Would be very, very interesting. We've only been talking about it for 8 years here. A couple of weeks ago, J.P. Morrell took it upon himself to go find out how many audits they conduct in the city of New Orleans, 26. He then talked to Sheriff Joe Lapinto to find out how many they were doing on an annual basis, 300. You have to. You got to do it. You got to make sure, as the fiduciary to the tax recipient bodies, that you're doing your work, you're doing it in a meaningful way, and you're doing it on behalf of the taxpaying public, right? Got a text here. Sheriff, did we find out why Susan Hudson did not show up the other day, and was there an emergency? Well, we have been watching social media. We've been watching for any press releases. We've been watching for any number of different things that would have tied up Sheriff Hudson, and there was nothing. So I'm not sure what that was all about. I have my suspicions, but I'm not going to engage in conjecture. She just didn't show up. And that's about all that I can say about that. All right, we will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, folks. We spend some time every third week or so with folks from the Port of New Orleans because of the importance of what they do and the impact that they have on our local economy. And today we are fortunate to have Jean Ferrer join us. She is a member of the Port of New Orleans Board, commissioner, and also a Crescent River Port pilot. Jean, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Noel. Thanks for having me today.
So, Jean, if you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, tell them what it is that you do in both roles.
So I'm a Crescent pilot, pilot ships up and down the river during my work week. And then I'm also a commissioner with the Port of New Orleans, and I oversee the port's functions and economic growth in the region.
So just so they know how this structure works, the river pilots have positions on the Board of Commissioners for the port, right?
Not always, no, sir.
Okay, I thought there was a dedicated or designated, I should say, seat on the board. So there's not. Oh, interesting.
No, sir. I'm actually the St. Bernard seat on the commission.
Okay.
As it stands today.
And how long have you been a river pilot?
I've been a river pilot for 7 years, been in the industry for 19, and I've been a commissioner for 3 years.
Which one's more challenging?
They each have their own unique challenges.
It would be funny if you said, oh, being on the board.
There's definitely challenges there. So
meanwhile, you're sure. Piloting 700 and 800 foot ships down the river.
Absolutely.
You guys are involved in a lot of different things, but we want to talk about the youth outreach and maritime awareness program that y'all are involved in. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so both the pilots as well as the port are equally involved in workforce development, and it's very near and dear to my heart. With the immense growth in our economic region right now, we're seeing, you know, a lot of economic development, and looking forward to, my career was built on mentorship, and I really believe in it, and developing the next generation to ensure that the river is the blood flowing through the veins of our state's economic engine.
And in many respects, although a lot of folks don't necessarily believe this, it is a growing industry, right?
Absolutely. 1 in 5 jobs in Louisiana are attributed to the maritime industry in some way. And the river itself annually moves 500 million tons of cargo through the river. So it is one of the largest port complexes in the world. 50% of the world's grain comes out of the river, and about 23% of coal actually exits the river annually. So we are a huge exporter of product.
And in following up with the youth outreach, you guys are running an invite-only interactive event, I think, that is going to take place next week, called We Work the Waterways. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so We Work the Waterways is a nonprofit, and we've been holding these events through all the port systems within the Lower Mississippi River. And the mission of We Work the Waterways is to connect communities, particularly students, with high-wage, high-need careers, in the maritime shipping and logistics industries by exposing them to real-world experiences and building long-lasting relationships with local professionals. We love to keep the students in their backyard, so we want to make sure that everybody understands the really great careers that exist through our supply chain today.
Interesting, too, for these young kids. I mean, the amount of technology that's available, not only on the ships that you're piloting, but throughout all of the port activities is just absolutely incredible, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We definitely do a lot of hands-on, engaging activities. These aren't exactly your typical so-called field trips. These are industry interactive days. So the students are actually able to talk with the actual professionals that are doing the jobs. They're, you know, they could be pulling dummies out of a water tub or simulating a man overboard drill or just doing life skill work, an interview. You know, if I had a telephone and you had a telephone and, you know, how do you leave a message? How do you call someone back? How do you set up your voicemail? When you go in for an interview, you know, the handshake, eye contact, you know, things that seem simple in nature, but are reinforcements to help our youth further their careers.
Now, you guys are also involved in an open waters program. What's that about?
Yeah, Open Waters is a nonprofit that was created by the Crescent Pilots and the New Orleans Baton Rouge Steamship Pilots. It's a nonprofit that teaches young people and exposes them to the maritime industry. We have an internship during the summer that we take applicants for, and they do spend a days with all of our maritime stakeholder partners. And then we do a swim camp, which we're running right now, that we have partnered with NORD, and we're doing swimming lessons for the first 24 cohorts going on with it's at the George Rainey Pool right now, and we're teaching people how to swim and no cost, and we're also exposing them to maritime jobs. We're socializing what the river is, the importance of the river, and the great jobs that exist right in their backyards.
We're speaking with John Ferrer, Port NOLA board commissioner, as well as a Crescent River Port pilot. Let's talk about the workforce development initiatives that you're involved in as well with these young folks. What are they most surprised about when they go through these programs or these opportunities to learn about the port? What do y'all hear that they're most surprised about?
They're most surprised about the plethora of jobs that exist right in their backyard. The levees really shield, and we do a great job of moving cargo efficiently. These students oftentimes don't even know that the maritime jobs exist right in their backyard. That's the main reason why we're really honing in on exposing these students to these types of jobs.
And going back to this notion of technology that's deployed, this industry, in many respects, has been on the cusp of the breakout of the deployment of new technologies all along, right? And now with the onset of AI, it looks like that may be playing a huge role in port activities.
Yeah, the workforce is full of jobs. There's not just the technology jobs. There are crane operators, longshoremen, people who drive boats, marketers, lawyers, nurses, doctors that work aboard ships. There's just any job that you see out today can be related to the maritime field in some way, some fashion. So we just want to make sure that people understand, you know, a welder today can work in a shipyard or be a maritime welder, underwater welding, and, you know, can make just a little bit more money than, you know, a regular welder. So it's just, we want people to know that they're just right in their backyard with all these jobs.
When you say cranes, I mean, I kind of chuckle because that's like a technology room attached to a boom, right?
Yeah, some people could say that that's like a video game, but we do have some companies like Associated Terminals in Convent. They have a room where they're doing remote crane operations for some of their operations. So it's definitely advancing, progressive, and the need for all facets of the industry are growing.
Yeah, the only reason I bring that up is that I think kids are completely and totally infatuated with that utilization of technology. And a lot of times they don't connect the dots to a whole lot of disciplines that are out there. And I would have to imagine that the port and port activities would be one that they probably didn't think there was going to be a lot of technology deployed there.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's amazing how when they're exposed to it and how they open up to it, they begin to realize that, wait a minute, probably a lot of what I thought or the preconceived notions that I had about a lot of things was probably misplaced.
Absolutely. Yeah, we see that in the Open Waters internship often. The students come in and we ask, you know, what do you know about the maritime industry? What made you sign up for this internship? And then after the 2 weeks, they come back and say, I had no idea the Mississippi River plays such an important role in the world's economic engine. That is like the one thing we hear often, and it makes them proud. And oftentimes we connect the professionals with the students in a future.
Yeah. And Jean, I guess for a long part of the history of the waterfront, the docks, river pilots and stuff, it was a male-dominated industry, but not so much anymore. And I guess it has to be interesting when they talk to you.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's always nice to be able to connect with all sorts of diverse backgrounds and letting everyone know that this is for everyone.
Yeah, because I mean, I would assume that they have that same preconceived notion, right? That it's probably still male dominated, and there's not many opportunities for females in these disciplines.
Absolutely. Yeah, you see crane operators, forklift operators, people up and down the supply chain all the time. It's become a very diverse workforce.
Yep. Final thoughts?
The maritime industry's critical role in the region's economy and global trade is important, and the river needs students to continue what we are building.
Yeah. And I would imagine there are jobs available now at the port, right?
Absolutely. There's jobs available within our port's ecosystem, for sure.
Yeah, and I'm glad you say port ecosystem, because it's just not what y'all do as the government kind of side of the port, but as it relates to all of the different industry partners that are located on the port.
Absolutely. Transloaders, truck drivers, tenants, stakeholders, our, you know, fleeting operations. There's just so much in the ecosystem here on the river.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We truly appreciate it. Jean Ferrer, Port NOLA Board Commissioner and Crescent River Port Pilot. We appreciate your time and have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, Noel. Appreciate you having me today.
Thank you, Jean. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Give us a shout. Let us know what you're thinking about. Send us a text as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, it looks like there's some bipartisan support for Donald Trump on one particular issue. The announcement yesterday that looks like both Hamas and today the state of Israel is supposedly going to be approving phase one of the 20-point plan put forward by Donald Trump. A number of folks in Israel, as on both sides, Israelis and Palestinians, are very excited about this achievement. A lot of folks are saying it would not have been achieved by anyone else other than Donald Trump because of the approach that he takes, and I guess utilizing the bully pulpit, what makes him very unpopular in many respects, brings about opportunities for him to actually achieve some things. And I think there's no better example than what's going on in the Middle East. He looked at the Hamas initial response as one of opportunity, not one of being disappointed. And a lot of Israeli officials said it was that unique approach that actually brought them and were in to where they are today and the landscape and what they were able to achieve. Hopefully, this continues forward. It looks like the hostages will be released on Monday, those that are alive, those who have passed. They're still working out the details. The Israeli government announced this morning that actually some of the hostage transfers may actually take place on Sunday, as early as Sunday, as opposed to Monday. But obviously, there's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of gratitude. There is a lot of hope that this continues into the other phases. There are a lot of things that Hamas has to live up to for this to move forward, for them to get the benefit of what has been outlined in President Donald Trump's 20-point plan. It's going to be interesting to me to see how those that suffer from Trump derangement syndrome will ultimately end up responding to this huge accomplishment. There has been any number of presidents for decades that have tried to achieve things not even this far-reaching. But if this is able to be executed and continues down this path that it looks like everyone is pushing for, maybe it will ultimately happen. And that would be a positive thing for both Israelis and Palestinians that are very excited about it. Let's go to Jackie on line one. Jackie, you're up. What say you?
Okay, with people in Israel, and I was excited yesterday. I texted them. I said, you know, this is exciting news. I'm real happy this war might end. I hope it happens. And they text me back saying, yes, we hope it happens too, to get their hostages. Hamas is requesting 2,000 of their prisoners to be released in order for this to happen. And I haven't heard anything about this.
That was in the original plan. That was what was originally agreed to by the Israelis. And quite frankly, historically, it's always been a lot more being released by the Israelis than anything that was given up by the Palestinians and or Hamas. So it's not new. It has been talked about. In fact, some of those provisions actually go back to Trump's first term when he proposed a plan back then, and they were carried forward into this plan this time.
Okay. Well, that's what I was wondering, because aren't they supposedly Hamas terrorists?
Say again, I'm sorry.
Aren't these supposedly Hamas terrorists?
You have some of, yes. Yeah, yes, absolutely. You have some prisoners that were sentenced to life, some that are being released. I think as many as 100.
Okay, that was interesting. I just hadn't heard anything about that here in the States. So.
Yeah, you know what's always interesting about when folks negotiate, so we end up in these, Israel ends up fighting these wars. They end up winning over the years, and they end up giving more to achieve peace than anybody else. It's amazing to me, and it's almost become like that's the expectation, right? Not only do they give up land, but they also end up giving up prisoners, terrorists, in larger numbers than anybody else does. All right, we got to get to a break. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We will be right back. Stay with us. Folks, just another reminder, Saturday, Election Day, October the 11th, some very important races to consider. Do your homework. Check these folks out. Google their names. Find out what they're all about and make sure that you get out and vote. When we come back after the top of the hour news break, we're going to visit with Michael Heck, president and CEO of GNO Inc. We've got a lot to talk about, and he'll bring with some special guests in the back half of that hour, Bronco Kirkitz, assistant professor in the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at the University of Michigan, and Crystal Bergman, senior manager disaster resilience at Verizon. And we're going to be talking about an exciting new initiative between the city of New Orleans, Verizon, United Way, and the climate tech company Hi-Fi.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.